Justice Mukandila for citing all parliament in a Concord case challenging the legality of Bill 7. And in international news, U.S. says progress made at talks with Ukraine on plan to end war.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has directed cement manufacturing companies to ensure that the commodities made available and sold at the right price across the country starting Monday next week. Speaking when the Minister of Trade, Commerce and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, met stakeholders, he has expressed concern over the continued rise in cement prices on the local market. Mr. Mlenga said government is disturbed that cement producers have continued prioritizing exports at the expense of domestic supply, a situation he said has placed unnecessary pressure on consumers and slowed down construction activities in the country.
The people that are working there now want to build their houses. So it is it, the uptake is big. And we are very happy that Sinoma, Chilanga, everyone else, you're able to export your cement to other parts of the country. But it cannot be done at the expense of the right price in Zambia and the availability of the commodity. So we have called for this meeting to say what can we discuss and what can we do, because it is our responsibility as a government to make sure that as you export more, you make your markup there, the Zambian public gets a benefit out of it. So we want to find a solution to this problem so that no Zambian will wake up and see their cement leaving the borders or going into the mining industry while they can't afford it.
And speaking on behalf of cement manufacturers, Dangote Cement General Manager for Sales and Marketing, Cassandra Mohone, has assured government and consumers that companies will work towards reducing cement prices by Monday.
Private and public sector together can bring the growth of the nation. So personally, I'm quite happy to have had the interaction that we have. The commitment that we are giving is we are going to work extremely hard to ensure that not only do we alleviate the current and seemingly passing cement shortage, to ensure that the price that a simple Zambian can buy cement at a retail outlet comes down to what we have discussed, as well as both in the short term and long term, to improve our capacity to navigate challenges much more efficiently, in the room to engage more frequently.
Meanwhile, ZESCO Chief Operating Officer Peter Chanfia has pledged that the power utility will ensure uninterrupted electricity supply to all cement manufacturing plants to facilitate continuous production. Bwana Mukubwa, Independent Member of Parliament Warren Mwambazi, has criticized the stance taken by Lusaka lawyer Celestine Mukandila, who sought to include all parliamentarians in a constitutional court case challenging the legality of Bill 7. Mr. Mwambazi described the move as unfortunate and premature, arguing that Parliament should not be drawn into matters that fall outside its established constitutional mandate. He has stressed that the role of Parliament is clearly defined, centered on the promulgation and amendment of laws, as well as providing oversight as the third arm of government. Mr. Mwambazi said Parliament fully understands its jurisdiction and duties, adding that constitution-making processes must originate from the executive before legislators interrogate proposed amendments under a roadmap endorsed by the public. Lawyer Celestine Mukandila, together with Munia Zulu, has commenced contempt of court proceedings against Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha, Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Muti, and all members of Parliament for presiding over and participating in Bill 7 proceedings that the Constitutional Court ruled unconstitutional. Others cited include Justice Minister Princess Kasune and First Deputy Speaker Attracta Chisangano.
And the stance which has been taken by Council Celestine to go to sue the entire Parliament I think for us, we know our role and our jurisdiction. Roadmap to make a constitution starts with the executive. For us is to adequately interrogate and look at some of the proposed amendments, as it were. So I think for me, it's premature in the sense that we should leave the due process, because it's not Parliament which has pushed for this amendment, but it's a roadmap which us as Parliament, through also Parliamentary Committee, the Select Committee on the Amendment, which is a Bill 7, who critically look at it.
Police in Serenge have launched investigations into a suspected murder of a 2-year-old child in Chibobo area, Serenge district. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi said their report was received on December 5, 2025, around 09 hours, from the mother, Evelyn Chibuye, aged 30, who informed officers that her son, Robert Ntembwa, had been found dead under unknown circumstances. He said the incident is believed to have occurred between November 4, 2025, around 07 hours, and November 5, 2025, around 06 hours. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Preliminary investigations revealed that the child, who had a physical condition that rendered him unable to walk, was left in the care of his 5-year-old sister while the mother went to her maize field. Upon her return, she could not locate the child, prompting an immediate search. He was found dead the following morning on the bank of a nearby stream. Police visited the scene and found the body with multiple facial bruises and visible bleeding from both eyes. The body has since been deposited at Serenge District Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem. Investigations are ongoing.
Gwembe District has identified 8 hectares of land for the establishment of the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative. This follows a directive by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development for all local authorities to secure suitable land for the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative project. Speaking during the site visit to the land, Gwembe Town Council Chairperson Colette Ndlovu said the project will help stabilize the power supply in Gwembe District. Mr. Ndlovu said Gwembe District has abundant sunlight suitable for such investment, has and called on other private investigators wishing to invest in solar energy to come to Gwembe.
Power shortage in the country. So as a district, we have allocated this land, which is about 8 hectares, so that we can have a solar plant for the district, which will help to cushion out the shortage of power across the country. We have had a lot of power shortage across the country due to insufficient generating power stations around the country. So through the directive from the head of state, Mr. Haka Indehichel, and through his initiative, we have come up with a project.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia Chamber of Mines President Anthony Mulenga has urged governments to create an enabling environment to attract companies that can employ youths currently involved in illegal mining activities on the Copper Belt. In an interview, Mr. Mulenga has warned that illegal mining will persist if unemployment in the region is not addressed. He has noted that many young people turn to unsafe and unlawful mining practices due to limited economic opportunities. Mr. Mulenga has stressed that the long-term solution lies in revitalizing the Copper Belt economic landscape by encouraging investment and establishing companies capable of absorbing the large number of unemployed youth.
You know, as a government, when you know that what maybe the youth are doing, it's dangerous. And you also know that the youth, they have no jobs. You have to come up with something that can reduce the tension and find a way of solve the problem, or find the way how you can help the youth. Of course, we know that in Chingola there isn't much companies which are employing the youth, and the government cannot just sit down seeing the youth dying in those dangers.
The top international